This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Hey y'all, it's Brittany.
And Eric.
And this is the best of the Nod.
Whoop whoop.
If you're new to the Nod, we welcome you. Welcome here. Thank you for coming. Every week on this show, we dive into a new corner of the Black experience. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You might do the electric slide. We don't know.
Yes.
That's what we do around here.
And if you're not new, it is time to celebrate because your favorite podcast yes. from Blackness's biggest fans
yes.
has been around for a whole ass year.
Oh, no.
365 days.
And we could not have done it all without you, which is why we asked you, the listeners, to nominate your absolute favorite episodes of The Nod from the last 365 days, 52 weeks.
And to commemorate our one-year anniversary, we are going to be playing you the best of the best, the cream of the crop, as chosen by all of you, our listeners. And we're going to start right here, right now, by getting into some conspiracies. So, Brittany, what are some of your, like, go-to things to watch on YouTube?
I watch a lot of the Black women lifestyle YouTube videos. Like women who just go to like H&M and buy socks and they show every single pair of socks they buy. I watch a lot of stuff like that.
I've watched a surprising amount of those videos. But I'm curious, do you watch like YouTube conspiracy theory videos?
No.
There are tons of them and I find them fascinating. There's a thin line of what separates conspiracy from truth.
Now you sound like somebody who makes them.
And there's one person in general who I feel like if YouTube conspiracy theory videos and maybe even like Black YouTube conspiracy theory videos were...
I didn't even know why people made them. I had no idea.
Well, I mean, you'd be surprised. If it was a sport, let's say if it was basketball, he would be like LeBron James.
He's the guy.
Yes. This is the guy.
Okay.
His name is Sean Blasington. The way he weaves these stories together, it's like this like beautiful mix of like what feels a little like crazy, slightly offensive in some spots.
Okay.
Just wild leaps. You know, one of the key portions of a YouTube conspiracy theory video is like the PowerPoint slideshow. Bomb-ass PowerPoint slideshow.
Every time?
He picks the best things from Google Images and like lines them up together. He's not going to just stop at the theory. He thinks about how he tells it to you. He thinks about his delivery. You might get some sound effects in there. So we're going to watch one of Sean Blasington's videos today. The title of this short film is Beyoncé Forced Solange to Give Birth to Blue Ivy, Illuminati Exposed.
See, before you even told me the title, I already knew that the Illuminati was going to be involved.
That is also a key feature of most Black YouTube conspiracy theory videos is the Illuminati.
I mean, honestly, I'd love to see how this works. Because then I would love to force one of my sisters to give birth to my child so I could maintain my body.
All right, so let's kick this off.
Okay.
Greetings, my brothers. Today we're going to
Can I just say that I want to walk into every room, every meeting, and be like, greetings, my brothers.
Today we're going to talk about Beyoncé making Solange be the surrogate mother for Blue Ivy.
Oh my God.
You have to try to understand that Jay-Z and Beyoncé is simply a power couple. There is no romance involved. They are not intimate
with
each other.
Wait, hold on for a second. Okay, so the picture that they have of when he says, like, oh, Jay-Z and Beyoncé are a power couple.
Yeah.
It starts with this picture of Jay-Z and Beyoncé, and she looks
crazy.
I would never say this about my queen otherwise, but it's the truth. Just the moment. She looks slightly cross-eyed.
Yeah, she does.
Her head is kind of cocked to the side, and he looks like somebody who currently needs to get out.
Jay-Z is in the sunken place.
He looks like he's in the sunken place. I'm already getting a sense of how talented Sean Blazington is at selecting the right visuals.
Right? Yes. It is a talent.
They are not intimate with each other. They don't kiss. They don't make love. It's strictly business. Jay-Z was the undisputed king of hip-hop. The only way Beyoncé could be the queen of hip-hop is if she formed a union with Jay-Z in order to solidify her spot.
Hold on. Beyoncé is not the queen of hip-hop. First of all, number one, there is no queen of hip-hop right now.
Yeah. Oh, client, you wouldn't even say Nicki?
I think that Nicki is on top right now. But fair. I wouldn't necessarily call her the queen of hip-hop. The queen of hip-hop soul, obviously, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, forever.
Right. And I think that Beyoncé is the queen of all pop music. Mm-hmm. I think that she is our single, greatest living entertainer at the moment, but I wouldn't call her the queen of hip-hop. So I'm already kind of like, I don't know about Sean Blazington.
Well, give it time. We're literally at 30 seconds.
Okay.
You never, ever in your entire life saw a picture of Jay-Z tongue-kissing Beyoncé, gripping her butt, filling up on her breast, or doing anything intimate.
Wait, hold on.
Have you seen a picture of Beyoncé tongue-kissing Jay-Z?
Oh, why do I need to see that? Why do I need to see them tongue-kissing? Why do I need to say Jay-Z holding, like touching her butt? Just keep playing this.
You never seen them have a realistic married couple moment. If you can find a picture of Jay-Z tongue-kissing Beyoncé or gripping her butt, send it to me and I will mail you back $500. I know you won't be able to produce any evidence of Beyoncé and Jay-Z being seriously intimate with each other. Not even in music videos, not on the red carpet, not anywhere. So let me get back to my point. In order for Jay-Z and Beyoncé to continue deceiving the world, they had to stage a pregnancy. Jay-Z met Beyoncé in 1999.
So the picture is up of Beyoncé right now.
She has a bindi in the middle of her forehead, she has frosted lipstick, and she has chopsticks in her bun. So it's definitely 1999 in this photo. Sean Blazington does have the facts right.
And they didn't have a baby until 2012. People are still oblivious that Beyoncé faked her pregnancy, even though she revealed herself on national TV wearing a fake prosthetic stomach.
So a key plot point right here. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at right now is like four sequential freeze frames from Beyoncé like sitting down in this interview that she did. And she's wearing this maroon, plum dress, if you will. And she's visibly pregnant. Like you can see her belly very clearly in the first frame. And as she sits down, her stomach starts to move.
Yeah, deflates. I can't really explain this. The first two frames, she looks pregnant. And then the last two, she looks like all of a sudden she's wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Not what you would think someone's pregnant belly would do. That's a tough one, though. Sean Blazington has a point.
I have a secret audio tape that I'm going to share with you later on in this presentation.
Breaking news. Secret audio tape coming.
Oh, my God.
But before I get to that, I want to break down some serious dynamics for you guys. Beyoncé's body is a major part of her career. And she did not want to ruin her career. And that's why she didn't want to ruin her body by having a baby. Although Solange make better music than Beyoncé, her career...
Whoa. Bold claim.
You know why I like that? Because he decided to edit his own, his own fresh commentary about... He just said it so matter-of-factly. Although Solange makes better music than Beyoncé.
He just slipped it in there. He wanted you to know, this is not the key point of this moment, but it's true.
Yeah. Wow. Bold critique.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, seat at the table, though.
I was going to say, a seat at the table really spoke to him.
Although Solange make better music than Beyoncé, her career is nowhere near her sister's. She was against having the baby, but the Illuminati forced her to have the baby.
No!
This is mean.
This
I'm not gonna lie.
This is mean. Now he, okay. So it goes from this picture of Beyonce posing in like a crop top sweater and some lingerie and like a body chain, just looking bodacious as ever.
She was looking great.
To the photo of Solange broken out all in hives at her wedding. So for those of you who don't know, Solange had an allergic reaction, I think, to some shellfish at her own wedding. And so there's a photo of her that was circulated around the time of her wedding that showed her having breaking out in some hives on her face.
Yeah. And it looks real tragic.
Not fair.
I mean,
who among us hasn't had an encounter with a histamine and broken out? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who among us?
With a histamine?
Do you have seasonal allergies?
I do.
Okay, then you know what Solange has been through.
You don't have to believe me, but no one has ever been able to explain exactly what happened in that elevator when Solange attacked Jay-Z. Everybody was able to see the surveillance tape in the elevator, but no one has been able to hear the audio tapes. But that's where I come in, because I have the secret tape right here.
Are you ready for this? We are about to hear never before played audio from inside the elevator.
Oh my God.
Before Solange, like, just like let Jay-Z have it.
Okay, I'm gonna put this in the tape deck.
Right now, there's a picture of a cassette tape. I would like to think that if I was recording what happened in the elevator.
And what happened in the elevator in 2014, 2015?
That I might not use a Sony Walkman.
No.
To do that.
A little talk boy.
Beyonce, I'm going to tell you right now, don't say shit because this is between me and Jay. I know, I ain't going to say nothing.
Hey, yo, Longy, what you tripping for? I told you I left baby blues at the babysitter's.
I know you left her at the babysitter's, dummy. But you didn't tell me who is the baby.
Hold on. Before we even get into the fact that Sean Blazington is apparently a ventriloquist, the elevator noises, like, it sounds like a dumbwaiter. It sounds like something that you put yourself in to get lowered into a mine. It does not sound like a modern elevator that would be in a museum.
There's nary a beep. There's nary a ding. Oh, man. All right, let's go back. I'm crying right now.
But you didn't tell me who is the babysitter.
Honestly, that's none of your business. I think you need to stay in your lane. Hey, yo, B, why don't you talk to your sister?
Yo, that was a real expert Beyonce, level Beyonce.
The Beyonce, wow. Okay, Sean Blazington's good at Beyonce's voice.
Oh, no, you got me fucked up. I held that baby in my stomach for 9 months. Motherfucker, you gonna tell me who the babysitter is?
Aye, I let Bleak babysit the baby.
Who?
Memphis Bleak. I let Bleak.
Who, motherfucker? Oh, you let that what? Dirty motherfucker hold my baby. Hold up, nigga.
It sounds like he's banging, like, action figures together. Like, he's actually, like, acting in it.
I love this.
Calm down, B, get your sister.
I don't want nothing to do with that. Mm-mm.
Oh, really, B? You ain't gonna say nothing? Yo, this was a bad idea. We should have never let Solange be the mother.
I love that it's in this moment. Only in this moment, after he gets beat up by Solange, is he rethinking this decision.
And I should have never agreed to do this because I hate having your big, tired, bubble lip, ashy lip having ass as a baby daddy.
I would slap the shit out you right now, but you my baby mom.
Oh my God.
Here you go. You dropped your shoe.
Fuck you, nigga.
That's enough, y'all.
But who said that's enough, y'all?
No, that. Okay, so this is where I actually have to give Sean Blazington some credit because he layered that audio. Like, he really cares. He cares about what he's putting out.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I did just hear, like, some real deeply self-hating anti-Black Jay-Z insults. And then, to counter that, a threat of domestic violence. But the audio was layered, which is more than what I was expecting from a production standpoint.
It's very true. Very true. Slightly problematic, but A for effort.
Mm-hmm.
For all you people out there that think they're really a married couple and Beyonce really had that baby and you really think that Solange is not that baby's mother, just look at Blue Ivy. She looked more like Solange than she do Beyonce.
In the picture that he showed, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, it could be just because Solange and Beyonce are sisters.
I think that's probably what it is.
Like, there was a definite resemblance.
I can go on and on about this for hours, but you're going to believe what you want to believe. And that's cool. This your boy, Sean Blaze, and I'm out.
And that's it. That's the end of the video.
I will say, I was impressed with the quality of the video. But ultimately, I am not totally convinced.
You heard never before released audio that, of I what mean, happened in that elevator. That's not enough.
The journalistic chops. But no, that is unfortunately for me not going to be enough to swing my opinion either way. You know, I think he had some holes in his argument, if I'm just being frank. Mm. I think I'm going to have to put some of Sean Blasington's theories and claims to the test.
After the break, Britney launches a counter investigation.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Okay, so Eric presented me with a YouTube video.
Yes.
Made by A1 Sean Blasington. As truly riveting as some of his arguments were, I think that his claims deserve a strong fact check. I consider myself to be an expert on pretty much all things Beyonce, but this story, it's bigger than all of us.
It is.
And I knew that I needed to pull out the big guns.
I don't know what the big guns are.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem. No problem. Okay, so Eric, so that is the voice of Beyonce expert Celeste Rivera.
Oh, man, I've never met a Beyonce expert before.
I am partially insulted by that, but I will move on. So Celeste first saw Beyonce when she was 5 years old at some talent showcase in Las Vegas, and she has been a die-hard fan ever since. She actually also runs an Instagram, like a Beyonce fan Instagram account called Throwback X Beyonce.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it features pictures of Beyonce from when she was younger. Her Beyonce expertise has actually gotten her further than you or I will ever go, which is the Tyra Banks show.
I got an email from Tyra Banks production people. They were like, we heard from Beyonce's people that you're one of her biggest fans and we would love to invite you to the show. When I first read the email, I was like, this is a scam. Like, somebody is playing with me.
But it actually was not a scam at all. So, like, Celeste showed up to the taping, and she found out that she was actually going to go, like, toe-to-toe with Beyonce.
Wait.
And, like...
What? Like, actually with Beyonce? Beyonce was on the Tyra show?
We're back with record-setting, Grammy-winning superstar, actress, everything else, too, Beyonce.
They're like, you're going to be playing a trivia game about Beyonce's life, basically, her likes, her dislikes, her biography, but it's against Beyonce. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, that's not even fair. She knows everything about
it. So our first contestant's name is?
Celeste.
Celeste. Are you a Beyonce huge fan?
The biggest.
So Tyra asked me, what song did Beyonce perform at her talent show when she was 7 years old? Mm-hmm. The answer was John Lennon's Imagine. But when I clicked my buzzer, Beyonce's light went off.
Imagine.
No.
So she got to answer the question before me, and I'm like, no! And Tyra's like, yes. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, Celeste, no!
But no hard feelings. I want a rematch.
No hard feelings. It's cool, Beyonce. You can answer questions about your life. I'm a chill.
Okay, so obviously, when it comes to Beyonce, Celeste knows what is up. So I sent her Sean Blasington's video, and I asked her to do just some simple fact-checking for me.
Some of the allegations were just, like, outrageous. Like, a simple Google search could have clarified some of the things that he was talking about.
Wait, which parts?
So the part about Solange being pregnant with Blue, Solange has been spotted in 2011 plenty of times. Uh-huh. I mean, she went to the Met Gala. She went to the Roc Nation party. She did a lot of events. And if she was indeed pregnant with Blue Ivy, where was the belly, you know?
What if she just gets pregnant very small? Like, don't some people just get pregnant very small?
Solange has worn crop tops in 2011. She has wore tight, form-fitting clothes. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter how small she was carrying, and Blue Ivy is a very tall, big child. She was a solid child. There's no way. No way.
What about some of these other points that he brings up? He made a claim that I found to be a little compelling, where he was saying that there are no photos of Jay-Z and Beyonce tongue-kissing or of Jay-Z, you know, grabbing on her butt. What do you say about that? Like, you're somebody, you run a throwback Instagram account. Yeah. I mean, you've seen probably, what, thousands of images of them together?
And I've seen plenty of images of him doing all of that. I mean, there's a video of him surprising her in Philly, and he grabs her and he grabs her butt. There's a video of him kissing her all throughout the Formation tour, all through Mrs. Carter. There's a picture of them on a yacht, and it's like a close-up of them kissing. Mm. On Tidal, she released a video for her anniversary with Jay-Z, mm-hmm. showing them being intimate. Again, it's just a Google search, you know? Like, then I heard that he say, like, if you send me a video or a picture, I'll send you $500. Yeah. And I'm like, great, I'm about to make a good $500 because I'll send you everything.
Extra income is always good. I would actually consider that if I were you.
Yeah. So, and then the part about her not carrying the child, like in the Die For You video, she literally like has a breakdown, and on her website, it shows her full body, 1 month pregnant, 2 month pregnant, 3 month pregnant. Like, she's naked in the same position for all of the pictures showing her growth. In the Die For You video, she, there's a video of her and Jay-Z standing and she's covering her breast and Jay-Z's rubbing her stomach. Mm-hmm. It's close up. You can tell there's no prosthetic baby bump there.
Okay. So that actually, I'm going to cut you off because that makes me think of one particularly damning piece of evidence that Sean Blasington brought up in his video.
The infamous dress, the pink dress.
Yes.
Well, I'll be honest. I can very well understand why people questioned everything about her pregnancy after watching that video. Because honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, uh-oh. So I tried it with a pillow because I'm just one of those ridiculous fans that like go so hard to prove that Beyonce is right. But I will only speak if I know for a fact that I know what I'm talking about. And if you put, I mean, even if you take your shirt and you squeeze it far, or a dress or whatever you're wearing, and you squeeze it on the sides and like try pinning it to the back so that it's form fitting on your stomach, and then lean forward with it, your dress, your shirt or dress or whatever you're wearing will fold. I did it and it folded. Everybody's so focused on, well, the dress folded. Okay, take the dress off. In the Die For You video, she's naked, there's a pregnant belly. Explain that one. And that's when everybody gets quiet.
So I have another question. Beyonce is like a favorite subject of a lot of these kinds of videos, especially ones that pertain to the Illuminati. Like, why do you think that is?
Because she's a Black woman who is successful. Mm. So instead of just giving her props, it has to be some magical reason why she got to where she got to. So what's the easiest thing? Oh, she's in the Illuminati. It's like equivalent to saying, well, you got this because you're lucky. No, because I worked hard.
Well, Celeste, thank you so much. You're fantastic. And I really appreciate your expertise in this instance. Like, I mean, you've cleared a lot up for me.
Oh, thank you.
So
That was pretty difficult to hear. She recreated the dress situation. It's hard to argue with that.
That's what I'm saying. Did you hear Celeste's? Did you hear Celeste's dedication?
That's deep.
That is deep. Beyonce 1, Sean Blazington 0. For now.
For now. I'm willing to concede that. I mean,
for now.
It's hard for me to discount Sean Blazington because I've seen so many of these videos, and maybe I feel the journalistic integrity throughout some of the other pieces of media.
Okay.
Maybe this is the one situation where it doesn't hold up.
I'm just gonna let you know that I think that the next time that you want to bring me a conspiracy theory, that you're gonna need to show me some more receipts. Coming up, Eric brings me another conspiracy, but this time he goes looking for receipts.
How's it going, Brittany?
You know, comme ci, comme ça. That's French for so-so.
So-so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about to get better.
Thank you.
It's about to get a lot better because we're going back to one of my favorite places. We're going back to the world of YouTube conspiracy theory videos.
Oh, my God.
With my favorite YouTube conspirator. Is that the right word?
No, it's like conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Because a conspirator is somebody he'd have to be.
An actor.
He'd have to be in the Illuminati.
Well, my favorite conspiracy theorist, Sean Blazington.
Oh my gosh.
So today's entry in the Sean Blazington conspiracy theory videos is Jason Derulo is not who you think he is. Who do you think Jason Derulo
is? The only thing I really know about Jason Derulo, he had some songs that, like, when I used to go to the club a lot, were popular.
Uh-huh.
I probably loved them. And he is Jordan Sparks' ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
That is what I know. I know they were in a relationship for a couple years. I feel, like, debased, though, because I'm kind of like, I don't even know how I feel about Jason Derulo.
but it's going to change.
Like, I will say, it adds an element of surprise. Like, I really don't know where this is going to go because I don't even know where I stand.
It goes many places.
Okay.
Let me say that. That is the disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it.
Greetings, my brothers. This is Sean Blazington.
He starts every video like that. Every video starts with greetings, my brothers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You just know you're going to get something good when you hear the greetings, my brothers.
Okay, so what are we seeing on the screen? This is a screensaver image.
Yeah.
Like every single transition is like a crossfade.
It's just like odd computer designed landscapes.
It looks like Tron.
Yeah, it does look like Tron.
Yeah, with like a Christ-like Big Sean in the middle.
Yes. I wonder why.
Oh, God.
I have top secret information about Big Sean and Jason Derulo. I know you never heard of Soul Clone Records. This label was a secret stable in the 80s.
So.
What?
Yes.
Soul Clone Records?
So, to take a step back.
To where? To where? What leg are you about to stand on right now?
Well, I remember Soul Glow, the fictional hair product from the classic movie Coming to America.
Yes.
And this looks like this is adapting the logo of Soul Glow.
Mm-hmm.
You also have some images of like Eddie Murphy standing next to Rick James.
Have you
heard of Soul Clone Records before?
It's not real. It's not real.
Are you sure?
Keep going.
Every top artist had to go through this label in order to get a record deal. In order to sign with Soul Clone, you had to donate your semen.
What?
So on the screen, we say semen. There's literally a vial that says, like with a Sharpie sperm written on it.
Oh, my God.
So he showed some, like, female classic R&B acts from the 80s.
Yeah, and, like, a picture of Sheila E.
Yeah, Sheila E. And, like, you have Full Force here. But if you're only donating your sperm, that's going to limit who all can really be involved
in the cloning process. Okay.
Also, this is just the best image of Full Force I think I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
They're
thick.
Yeah.
They got a lot of thick members.
This is the only record label that didn't require you to sell your soul. Instead, they would clone you and use you over and over for generations.
Okay, wait. So, he said they would clone you, and he showed Drake at three different ages, okay?
But maybe they're different people.
They're not different people. They're not.
He also showed two pictures of Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. Jennifer Hudson from 12 years ago does look like Jennifer Hudson from 2 years ago because they're the same person.
Big Sean and Jason Derulo are products of this company. Actually, every artist in the music industry is a clone from Soul Clone Records.
So I think this is a good point to stop, just because he's made what is like one of the principal assertions of the video, which is that Jason Derulo and Big Sean are clones who have been developed from someone who has given their sperm to Soul Clone Records. But then he also expands it out to say that everyone in the music industry is a clone.
So something that I was thinking when he said that is this particular explanation does make me think about how basically Keri Hilson committed career suicide by calling out Beyonce in a remix. I think it was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Where basically she said, like, oh, you need to sit down somewhere and just have some kids. I always thought that Keri Hilson was a talented songwriter and a very beautiful woman. But Keri Hilson has been all but forgotten by pop culture. Beyonce has risen to superstardom. And I wonder if Beyonce and Keri Hilson, because they look kind of similar, mm-hmm. right, are just clones of the same person. And so Clone Records sacrificed Keri Hilson or, you know, clone number two so that Beyonce, clone number one, could flourish. What is happening to me?
I think we're only...
I'm lost in the sauce.
40 seconds in.
I already
feel like I need to pull you back. Because that was... That was a take.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
I'm scared to play the rest and to see where you end up. But we'll get back into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says here in my documentations.
So you mentioned his documentations that he has. And what you're actually seeing is what looks like a stock photo of someone running
a stock photo.
A pen. What looks like a, we don't know if it's a stock photo. I'm just saying.
Okay.
What looks like a stock photo of somebody running their hand over some sort of document. And overlaid is all caps, "The truth is out there."
Is that from X-Files?
It is.
This is Shaw Blazington. It disturbs me how susceptible I am to his frame of thinking. It's just, I watch this and I just believe it. Keep going.
Big Sean and Jason Derulo are clones of Sean Wayans.
So for Jason Derulo and Big Sean specifically, he's actually tracked down who they were cloned from. And he's saying...
It's Sean Wayans.
It's Sean Wayans.
Sean Wayans was signed to Soul Clone Records in the early 90s. He was a DJ for the label. His DJ name was Lil Sean.
Now, mind you, Sean Wayans was a DJ. His first job was with In Living Color. He was In Living Color's DJ.
Was he a real DJ or was just like Damon Wayans was his brother?
I mean, he was on TV. That's realer than I've ever been.
That's true.
What we're also seeing is like some, I don't know, it's some steal from some sci-fi movie.
These look like they're the clones, though. I think it's of the clones.
Yeah. These might be the offspring of Lil Sean.
They're all in these chambers full of liquid that glow blue, and they're asleep.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of The Matrix. This is what I thought happened when you got embalmed. I thought they dip you in a chamber and they leave you in there. Yeah, and then your body... pickles, and then they pull you out.
So basically the takeaway is Lil Sean, aka Sean Wayans, was a DJ for Soul Clone Records.
His DJ name was Lil Sean. When they cloned him, they had bigger and better things in mind. That's why they made Big Sean. Now look at Big Sean and Daddy Sean. Clones.
Wait, so he went from Lil Sean to Daddy Sean because he had Big Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
So right now we're looking at two pictures, one of Sean Wayans and one of Big Sean, or Daddy Sean and Big Sean. And they do look at least like cousins. I don't know if it's just because...
They both are pretty handsome. I think that's part of it. And then the facial hair.
Yeah.
And they do have similar lips and similar skin tone, but everything else is different. Like the eye color, do you know what I'm saying? Eye color,
eye color,
shape,
the nose noses, is a little different.
The eyebrows. I have to say, Big Sean has really nice eyebrows. They don't look unrelated, but I want to see more.
This is top secret information I'm sharing with you guys. And it's no coincidence they're both named Sean. Now take a good look at Sean Wayans and Jason Derulo. Yeah, you see it.
Now, again...
Okay, I don't really see this.
The lip color, maybe.
Yes.
It looked like they both drank red drink.
Just think they're all brown-skinned black men with mustaches.
And Jason also lives a double life. Not only is he an R&B singer, he's also a basketball player with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
So, who they're showing right now is Tristan Thompson, who dates Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, that he's about to be her baby daddy.
Yes. And so basically what he's saying is that Jason Derulo is Jason Derulo, but he's also Tristan Thompson.
So the image that I'm seeing right now looks like Tristan Thompson is under some sort of Instagram filter that makes him look like, you know, when you get your, I mean, not me, but like, you know, when one goes to like a black men's barbershop, uh-huh, and they can't fill their beard in or their hairline, they get Beijing, Beijing, which is like that paint. It looks like he has painted facial hair on and a wig, like a Sister Patterson wig.
Yeah, this is from Halloween. And I think he was dressed as Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones, which I know you don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
So it was great hearing you describe that.
Khloe Kardashian is also a clone. She was created to resemble Sean Wayans in the movie White Chicks.
So you just loop back around
now,
full circle.
Let's talk about it, because White Chicks is actually one of the best movies of all time. White
so
Chicks
good.
Is a classic. If someone like held a gun in my head and was like, what's your favorite movie? It's White Chicks.
Really?
I love it.
So after you saw Tristan Thompson, it like panned over to who he was with, which is Khloe Kardashian, mm-hmm, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But then they did a crossfade into a scene from White Chicks. And you're looking at Sean Wayans as a white woman.
Yes.
Like in full head-to-toe makeup and prosthetics, blonde wig.
Blue eyes. White skin?
They didn't use CGI, which is crazy.
I know, but it came out so good. It came out so good.
So we're supposed to ascertain right now the similarities, some would say striking similarities. I'm not going to throw shade at that woman. But the similarities between Sean Wayans as a white woman and Khloe Kardashian as herself.
I live for a White Chicks reference, but I subscribe to the belief that, let's be real, O.J. Simpson is actually Khloe Kardashian's father. So they say, and so I believe personally, and so I can't believe in this White Chicks clone theory. Mm-hmm. You know where I stand as far as my beliefs about Khloe Kardashian. So O.J. Simpson is that girl's daddy.
Not Daddy Sean.
Not Daddy Sean. Daddy Sean is not her clone father. Daddy Sean in White Chicks is not Khloe Kardashian's clone father.
Daddy Sean is not her clone father is the title of the episode. There's a lot of threads happening here right now,
okay,
coming to a point. So Daddy Sean, or Sean Wayans, mm-hmm, is clone daddy to Jason Derulo.
Uh-huh.
Jason Derulo is also Tristan Thompson.
Wow.
And Tristan Thompson is dating Khloe Kardashian,
who is the clone daughter of Sean Wayans in White Chicks.
So are they brother and sister?
Maybe if you have a child with, like, yourself, it's fine. You know what I mean?
That subverts the rules.
Like, maybe if it's you and you,
yeah,
it's just self-love.
They say love yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
They say love yourself.
Who's going to love you better than you?
Than yourself, exactly. Wow.
And she also lives a double life. Not only is Khloe Kardashian a clone.
He just called
Khloe.
That's a good nickname.
That is. Oh, God.
She's also Jordan Sparks.
Hey.
Okay, that's just not true. Khloe Kardashian is not Jordan Sparks. They are two different people.
So we're seeing a split screen of Khloe and Jordan Sparks. I will also admit, in this particular one, I'm not coming for you, Sean Blazenton. I know the truth is out there. But I will say that Khloe Kardashian and Jordan Sparks do not actually resemble each
other. They don't look anything alike. They have no similar features.
So if Khloe Kardashian is Jordan Sparks, then...
Then that means that... Because Jason Derulo... Okay. Jason Derulo is also Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson is dating Khloe Kardashian, who is also... Jordan Sparks, who used to date Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
Who's also Tristan Thompson, who's dating... I could go around in circles.
Maybe their relationship didn't work as Jason Derulo and Jordan Sparks, but as Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian, the stars aligned.
I need to see more.
I know this is a lot of information to process.
I just got stopped there. It is a lot of information to process.
It really is a lot of information to process. Keep going. Keep going.
People don't talk about clones on a daily basis, but I have documentations. And living amongst clones is a reality you're going to have to come to grips with. You don't want to believe Big Sean and Jason Derulo are clones, but that chicken you ate last night was a clone.
Hold up. Let me tell you what Sean Blazington did. First of all, there is, for some reason, a stock photo of a bunch of unseasoned chicken drumsticks.
Uncooked.
Uncooked, unseasoned, raw chicken drumsticks with, I think, owl eyes or eagle eyes.
Yeah.
That have been superimposed onto, like, the joint.
Yeah.
Of, like, the ankle joint, I guess, or the knee joint of the leg. What the fuck is this? I will say, this is the thing. I feel like there are two sides of my brain that are warring. Because on one side, I'm like, Sean Blazington is right. Factory farming is some shit. And I remember back in the late 90s when they cloned Dolly the Sheep. A part of me is like, wake up, sheeple. If you think that they're not doing that to mass produce more food,
then
you're ridiculous. But also, that doesn't have shit to do with the fact that Sean Blazington believes that there is a record label where only famous black people, he doesn't say who even owns it. He doesn't say it's the Illuminati. It's just like a record label.
It just exists.
And they give you the sperm. What are you getting in return for the sperm? Like, okay, I'm going to be honest, not to shade anybody, but I can't really name a bunch of like full force, you know, recent hits. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe
like is that what you, so I'm selling? You sell your sperm and then like what are you getting?
I mean, maybe recent hits, but the old ones are legion. Full Force was ahead of its time,
right? Maybe it was, and maybe it was maybe having an oversized blazer with like a tied around Obi belt with a bunch of taco meat chest hair sticking out of the top is ahead of its time. But at the end of the day, like as great of a career as Full Force may have had. You know, I don't see them still at that, like, soul cloning level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. They're not current superstar status.
I mean, that's tough. I don't know. I mean, if you're looking at Sean Wayans, I think they are slightly above on the superstar status than him. But
I might give you that. but still what I'm saying is like, what are they getting? Like, they're giving up this sperm, hypothetically. But what are they getting out of it? And also, I just want Sean Blazington to understand, it's not the same as eating factory farm chicken.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
If there was factory farm chicken with eyeballs at the joints, something tells me we would have heard about it.
Yeah. Oh, see, I thought you were going a different way. I thought you were going to say, something tells me we'd probably still eat it. And you know what? I probably would.
As long as it's cooked by the time it got to
me. I was going to say, it's like, there's no salmonella.
Yeah.
That banana you ate for lunch was a clone. You know for a fact they're cloning animals. So what makes you think they won't clone your black ass? So
he said, you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something right now. That is a very Hotep sentiment.
Yes.
But there's like...
maybe a nugget.
A kernel of truth, right? Then you already know they're cloning animals. What makes you think they won't clone your black ass? I can't argue with that.
I mean,
I can't argue with that.
Using this logic, it is sound.
I know. I'm like, you know what? I stay corrected. Sean Blazington, only God knows.
A clone. I have files and files on people in the music industry that are clones. But not only the people in the music industry, I have files on people that watch my videos.
That means us.
It means you. It's not my computer.
I hate to break it to you guys, but most of you are clones like Jason Derulo and Big Sean.
Hold up. I'm a clone too?
Maybe you're a clone.
I know I'm not a clone.
You could be a clone.
No, I've seen my hospital records from when I was born.
They could have cloned those too.
Shut up. Keep playing this video because he's about to give me a plot twist.
If you seriously want to know more about this subject, please leave your question in the comment section.
Anyways, I gotta get going.
Hold up.
You guys
pause
subscribe to the channel.
Sean Blazington ends the video with the bombshell that I too may be a clone.
Yeah.
And then he just dips out.
I mean, you need time to, like, really process that. That's a big revelation.
Yeah, that's a big revelation. But he, like, in the video, he says it over, like, a short video of Jason Derulo dancing in
pop-locking
a gym mirror. Right, exactly. So it's just kind of like, no, that's not very delicate or thoughtful. And also, it looks like there's still another minute and 22 seconds left on the video.
Do you want to know what's in this minute and 20 seconds of the video?
Is it never before heard audio tapes?
Something like that. He made a song.
You are my lover. I'll always
I think it's supposed to be like a Jason Derulo song.
You're so amazing. Just like my documentation. You are my lover.
I just want to say the range of emotions that just went through on your face right now.
Like my eyes started to twitch.
Sean Blazington back with the facts. Tried to tell the truth, but you can't handle that. You're living in the dark like an alley cat. My documentation is the candle and the match.
Wait, his documentation is a candle and a... What?
It's the candle and the match. Basically,
oh,
like the truth
his
and the
documentation,
light.
He's like, yeah, he's lighting it up.
Yeah.
I'm like...
You need a
my
second.
My head hurts. Like, I'm so unsettled.
Maybe it's because you're seeing the truth for the first time. Beyond even just the music implications, because of the fact that we could all be clones, this company, Soul Clone, just has so much more power than I ever thought they had. And even Sean Wayans, so much more influential than I ever thought he was. And he was already pretty influential.
Yeah, I'd want to talk to Sean Wayans, obviously. I just want to ask him, like, I would want to start, like, a little bit more roundabout. Like, I'd want to start with, like, oh, what have you been up to recently? And then, like, you know, oh, do you have any kids? You know what I'm saying? I'd want to, like, ask, like, very basic questions just to kind of, you know, get him to relax.
Is your kid named Sean?
Exactly. And then I would start going in. And I'd be like, do you remember, like, signing any sort of contract? But, yeah, Sean Wayans is, like, the number one person that I would want to talk to, hands down. He's basically, he is... like patient zero.
All right. Are we recording?
Yeah.
I can't hear myself, actually, is my...
Testing. Okay.
The first one?
I can hear myself now.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Eric. How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something serious and ultimately very troubling. So I share with you the Sean Blazington video.
You did.
Watching that video, it's clear that there's one person who we really needed to talk to verify this story. One person who could just burst it wide open. And that person is Sean Wayans.
Mm.
You were going to take on the task of trying to get Sean Wayans on this show. What happened?
Eric, I knew this was going to be a mighty task when you asked me to book this. But I've done some bookings in my life. Let me tell you, I've booked some celebs.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't too afraid of it. I went into it like, great, I'm going to book Sean Wayans. He's going to clear this all up for us.
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy. But I had no doubt in my mind that he would come on the show.
So what happened when you reached out?
I'm still asking myself this question. I started reaching out to Sean Wayans a little more than a month ago. I've been calling every day. I've been emailing about every other day.
Hmm.
I have heard nothing.
In addition to your emails and your calls, you know, I sent a tweet.
I saw your tweet.
And in that tweet, I asked people to retweet this to get Sean Wayans' attention. And that tweet... at least at the time that we're having this conversation, has gotten over 115 retweets. That is a significant amount. That's actually probably the best tweet I've ever sent. But, but he didn't even respond to that tweet. And just to clarify, we also reached out to Jason Derulo and Big Sean, who are, you know, maybe, just maybe, a little bit more famous than Sean Wayans right now.
And I will tell you, we've heard from Big Sean, and we've heard from Jason Derulo.
We heard from Jason Derulo?
Yeah, we heard that he was unavailable to come on the show, but we heard something.
So you're telling me one of the biggest R&B stars, Jason Derulo, he at least said, you know, hey, I hear you, but I can't do this at this time. But Sean Wayans is mysteriously quiet.
No one has even picked up the phone. It goes to voicemail.
And you left voicemails.
I've left many voicemails. And I never get a call back. There is, on the voicemail, a mention that there's an emergency number.
If this call is urgent or emergency, urgent or emergency calls only, please dial 310-27.
I tend to respect emergency numbers and not use them unless it's truly an emergency.
I think this now qualifies as an emergency that, like, you know, some of the biggest stars could be walking around as clones. And we don't know. The people don't know.
We could all be clones, and we don't know.
Am I a clone?
I am starting to feel crazy, Eric. I am starting to wonder if everyone is a clone, and that's why no one's responding to me. So I actually would really like it if you just hopped on the phone with me, and maybe we can actually try calling the emergency number.
Yeah.
Do you want to give it a try?
I think we have to do it. I think we have to do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. What if you're a clone?
I'm literally starting to doubt my sense of reality.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or
press 1
for
more. Hi, my name is Eric Eddings. I'm
calling from the Nod Podcast. I'm their co-host.
A story that involves Sean Wayans.
For us, it's a very, very important story that we think you could provide extremely valuable input on.
You can reach me
at 901-0, my email address.
So I'm hoping to hear back from you very soon. But we'll keep trying by call and by email. Thank you. I just wonder, like, you know, usually when people in the limelight don't want to talk, doesn't that sometimes mean they might have something to hide?
Yeah, people can draw their own conclusions.
It's curious, right?
All I've got to say is, Sean Wayans, if you're listening to this and you want to break the silence, call us, email us.
We're here. Thank you, Kate. I appreciate your dedication.
You're so welcome, Eric. I hope we hear more.
Hello, it's Art.
Hello, Arthur Kaplan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
I'm really excited to talk to you today because there's a story that's really been troubling me for quite some time. And I was just hoping to get some clarity and really get to the bottom of a serious issue.
Excellent.
I want our listeners to feel like they can really trust you. So just in case we have any listeners who are skeptical, what makes you a good expert on issues related to cloning?
Well, I have a background in genetics. I understand the science of how to clone both animals and people. And then I've been writing and looking at cloning ever since Dolly the Sheep was created back in the late 90s, and thinking about some of the ethical and social issues that people brought up about cloning. So I've been watching the subject for a good long time, many decades.
Well, I'm a very skeptical person, and I must say that that sounds compelling. I think you're the right person for me to talk to. So let's just get to it. There's a YouTube video going around the interweb produced by a documentarian named Sean Blazington. Are you familiar with his work?
I'm not.
Okay. Might want to check it out. He's making some pretty large claims. He posits that there was a record company called Soul Clone Records, and that in the late 80s and early 90s, they would use the DNA of famous musicians like Sean Wayans to clone them for their musical talent, and that these clones are now known as the famous rapper Big Sean and the famous singer Jason Derulo. When you hear something like that, what's your reaction?
Somewhere between hilarity and you got to be kidding me. So the problem is, if you're going to set out to clone somebody, First of all, you got to get their cells, and probably you need permission to get near their bodies to do it from the individual or their relatives. But let's assume that they got some cells. You have now DNA from famous musicians from the past, mm-hmm. and you're going to need to get an egg to put that DNA in if you're going to clone something.
Don't you just need like a hair and then like, you know, 20 minutes later, like a human pops out?
No, because if you had DNA and you put it on the table, it'll be DNA in 20 minutes, not a person.
Mm.
You still got to make people the way we're used to thinking about it in the back seats of cars and bedrooms and places like that, meaning you have some DNA, but you need a mom, right? You
got
to put an embryo into a mother, and you also are going to need, even if you have somebody's DNA, you've got to put it in an egg or something that will be able to grow inside a mother, implant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to set out for this project, you're going to have to hire women to give you eggs because you're probably going to need a lot of them to put different DNA samples in. And then you're going to need a lot of surrogate mothers to carry the babies, mm-hmm. right? You're going to have to put them in somebody. And the chance of keeping that a secret, does anybody think this wouldn't be on Page Six or People magazine or somewhere long before this YouTube video?
I don't know. There's so much that just flies under the radar today. It's hard to tell, like, what exactly will even make it. Like, news happens so fast. Maybe this happened in the 80s and we just all missed it.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Even Donald Trump's lovers are coming forward to sell their story. And all they did was sleep with a guy at a country club. I mean, there's not a chance that you're going to have a surrogate mother shut up about this when they realize they could make a lot of money selling this story. Nope, not that under the table.
Well, this documentarian says he has documentations and records that might prove otherwise. But just to kind of come back to even like the plausibility aspect of this. So, like, where is cloning technology today? Like, can we actually just clone a human if we want it to?
Be hard, because it doesn't work efficiently. Dolly the sheep, when she was born, there were about 10 other sheep that were stillborn. The clones didn't work right. Dolly the sheep had...
What do you mean didn't work right? What is...
In other words, they tried to clone by making 10 clones in different sheep moms. And 9 of them died, and then there was Dolly.
Mm.
So for humans, if you had 9 of them die, and then there was Art Kaplan's clone, assumedly people would notice that and say, you better not do that anymore. That's not working well. Cloning is inefficient. That's why when you hear people cloning their pets, you know, the Barbara Streisand thing,
mm-hmm.
She probably caused a lot of animals to be born stillborn in order to get her dog cloned. And she didn't even get her dog back because she got one that looks like her dog, perhaps, but temperament, personality, learning the tricks, what she really likes about the dog isn't part of their genes.
One last question. We have been aggressively trying to book musical superstar Sean Wayans. He is the alleged source for several of the famous clones, but we have not been able to reach him. Do you think this is possibly because he is actually a clone and does not want us to find out, does not want us to expose this conspiracy?
I think if that conspiracy were true, he'd make so much money releasing the story that you couldn't stop him from being found.
That's compelling. I'd read that book. Well, sir, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate
it. Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Is everyone a clone? Am I a clone?
The truth is out there.
Sean.
Why won't you call us?
Why?
Sean.
Why won't you call us?
Talk to
now,
us, Sean.
Now.
Full force.
Are they clone daddies?
An R&B legend.
Are they both?
This is Bowlegged Lou from the group Full Force. Full Force are performers, songwriters,
icons,
song legend. Producers. You know, I've never called myself that. Other people have, and I'm very humbled, but I've never called myself that. We're also writers and producers, and we act, of course. We've been in the movie House Party, me and my two beloved brothers. And, you know, we've been doing our damn thing. Besides Full Force, the group of performers, we've written and produced for people like Cheryl Pepsi Riley, Selena, may she rest in peace, yeah. Rihanna, Lil' Kim, the Backstreet Boys, Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Nicki Minaj, B.B. King, Bob Dylan. There's so many people. Jasmine Guy, who I used to have a crush on, and that's one of the reasons why we produced her. And the list goes on.
So we're going to play you a little bit of this video.
Sure.
Greetings, my brothers.
This is Sean Blazington.
That's a pretty intricate plot. If I had to ask you your first reactions to hearing a conspiracy like this laid out before you, what would you say?
Well, I find it very interesting, especially the sperm part. That is crazy.
Have you ever worked with Sean Wayans? Have you ever, like, done any music with Sean Wayans or the Wayans family?
No. I mean, we've met them before, but we've never done any music with Sean Wayans. I don't even know if Sean Wayans is really a really dope DJ in real life. I just thought that was just for the TV show.
Well, I know he was on Living Color. I want to give him a benefit of doubt, you know? Okay. But let me ask you this. You said you met him. At the time that you met him, did you think, hey, this guy is likely to be cloned to eventually become Big Sean and Jason Derulo? Is that a thought you had?
That never came across my mind.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, anything could happen in the world. You just never know. But that has never crossed my mind.
Is this the first time you've been accused as being a part of a cloning conspiracy?
Yeah, that's definitely a first time, for sure.
That you're aware of?
That I'm aware of.
Okay.
This is the very first time. And to be associated also with Jason Derulo and Big Sean. I mean, what an eclectic combination. Old school, young school. Crazy.
These are big stars. Yeah. These are big stars. So if my goal is to create a record company
right. That
clones superstars
okay. To
make more superstars.
Right.
Like, you look at Full Force, you look at the range of work that y'all have done,
right. The
people who you have worked with, the hits that have just been coming out for decades, I would say, I should clone them first. I should clone them first. Do you at least acknowledge that, like, for the people who might be interested in a plot like this, y'all are good targets?
I mean, listen, Full Force as a whole, we're very versatile and everything like that. You know, if people want to clone, like, great artists and great substance, then I would say yes.
My mission is to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Like, to your knowledge, are the members of Full Force participants in a conspiracy to clone music superstars?
I have to be honest, and no, we're not.
That was a long pause.
We're definitely not part of that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Me? Never. Only one bow-legged Lou in the world.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you so much. And if you could just introduce yourself one more time for the people, just so they know it's you.
Right.
You know, and not a clone.
I'm not a clone. My name is Bow-legged Lou from Full Force. I was also in the movie House Party. If you've seen House Party and you know all the lines, and if you don't know, I'm going to kick your freaking ass.
Life made. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Lou.
Oh, you're welcome, my brother.
So, as we were closing out this episode, our intrepid producer, Kate, tried giving Sean Wayans' publicist one last call. And, almost as though Soul Clone Records knew we were close to publishing, someone picked up the phone. Unfortunately, they passed on the interview at this time. But, Sean Wayans, if you are out there, we're still ready to talk when and if you are.
These episodes were produced by me, Brittany Luce, with Eric Eddings, Kate Parkinson Morgan, James T. Green, and Wallace Mack. Our senior producer is Sarah Abdurrahman. We are edited by Emmanuel Berry, Jorge Just, and Annie Rose Tresser. Engineering from Cedric Wilson. Our theme music is by Khalid B. For additional music in the show, check the show notes. I have a theory about Sean Blazington, actually.
Do tell.
I think Sean Blazington is actually secretly a famous person.
That would be like, amazing.
I legitimately, like, in my spirit, in my heart of hearts, believe that Sean Blazington is actually a famous person. And that is why he keeps his identity a secret. And he just does this shit as a hobby to fuck with people.
Who would it be?
I wonder if this is what Donald Glover does instead of producing seasons of Atlanta. It's a thought. It's a thought.